You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, Episode 3. In this episode, I will tell you why you should dance. So let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Jin. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for listening. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about why you should dance. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. What am I working on? I've finished the underpainting on the forest nymph, and I'm about to start the first layer of color. In fact, I'm going to do it as soon as I'm done recording this. I'm working on my tarot deck, and the name I've chosen for it is the Arthropoda Tarot Deck. Arthropoda is the scientific name for the group of animals included in the deck, and I finished the threes last week. I'm editing the first hangout so I can put it up as a standalone class for you. Unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to have to re-record it because sound level was way too low on the recording, even though it was fine when it was live. I also have another hangout coming up called Playful Cut and Paste. If you want to sign up for that one, the link is in the show notes. I want to give you 7 reasons why you should dance. Dancing is fun. That's the first one. We all know dancing is fun. At least it was fun when we were little and didn't really care how it looked or what steps we should use or if we had to have a partner to dance. Just try to remember that it's fun. Number 2 is, it's good exercise. It gets your heart pumping, it gets your blood pressure up, it gets you moving, your muscles start working. It's all around good for you. And you don't really think of it as exercise. It's not this standing on a treadmill. It's something that's actually fun to do. The third one is that it releases stress. It releases hormones and other things in our bodies that reduce stress, and it also takes our minds off things. It gives you a break from everyday life. That's number 4. Unless you actually dance your way through your day, it's a welcome break from chores and other things. Number 5 is it clears your mind. It stops your mind churning on those things you always think about and puts your brain in a different gear. So it can bring some clarity, and it also brings a pause from any worrying and other negative things. Number 6 is that it improves your coordination. And that's almost a given. When you do something regularly, when you do something several times, you get better at it. And the last one is that it builds confidence. You get a lot less afraid of looking silly. You get less easily embarrassed. You feel better about your body. So put on some of your favorite upbeat music and just let go. Don't try to make it perfect. Don't try to make it look good. Don't think, just dance. Today's inspirational words are by Charles Horton Cooley. An artist cannot fail. It is a success to be one. Your creative prompt for today is to get creative with your personal style. Clothes, makeup, accessories, etc. Change it up properly. Don't just wear a different top than usual. Combine things you wouldn't normally combine and experiment with colors and patterns. Forget all the unwritten rules and the written ones about body shape, color coordination, and age. Just go for it. That's it from me today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about how to find time to be creative. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaursel.net. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.